Oh, he's Irish, what can you say? Oh, I'm sorry, Freddy. No, okay, can we do a flag salute, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, may we have a roll call? Oh, darn it. I didn't look at it fast enough. This is a public meeting of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunter, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act and that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and the facts of the Hunter County Democrat, the Express Times, Courier News, Hunter Review, and the Star Ledger. Now we can do a roll call.
Councilman
Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman
Kochanek?
Here.
Councilwoman Whitley?
Here.
Council President
Long?
Here.
Here. All right, thank you. Is anybody from Exxon here at the moment? Oh, I didn't see Rasa. I didn't recognize you.
All right.
Look at this. There's Casey and Russ right on the button. All right, thank you. Our first order of business is a pleasant one. This is a proclamation for ExxonMobil, and I'll read it, and then we can discuss it a little bit. Whereas the Township of Clinton would like to proclaim our thanks to ExxonMobil for the continuing support to the Township. ExxonMobil has been generous in their financial assistance to the Township for several projects in furtherance of improving our community for residents, visitors, employees, and the public. Whereas ExxonMobil funded $7,000 for the purchase and training of a K-9 police officer, TAPCO, an asset to our police department and a benefit to our community. Whereas ExxonMobil provided an easement to the township to alleviate parking overcrowding at the court and police building, making the court safer for all four municipalities, soon to be five, that use our court, and alleviating the safety concerns for those who have to park on the highway during busy court days. Whereas most recently, ExxonMobil provided a grant of $45,500 to the township to establish an environmental education center at Windy Acres to provide educational opportunities to the public, schools, various township and county groups through cooperative programs with the county, Upper Raritan Watershed, and the Raptor Trust. The ongoing support from ExxonMobil as a member of our community is hereby recognized by the mayor and council with great thanks. This resolution is hereby presented to ExxonMobil at this scheduled council meeting on January 22, 2020, and shall become part of the official minutes of said meeting. I'd also like to remark that we are very pleased to have Exxon in our community. We were more than pleased to have them expand further in our community recently. And Exxon is a corporation that is... I don't know. It's different in this day and age. You tend to hire for lifetime employment. Exxon still participates heavily with United Way. They provide many, many donations to good causes throughout the county. And you just have an impact between the ratable flow, between the employees that generously devote their time and energy and funds to various charitable causes in the community. So over and above the ones that were directly included in this proclamation, we very much appreciate the totality of the impact that Exxon has on our community. And I think I could speak for the county, informally at least, that I'm sure the county feels the same way. So thank you for everything that you do, and we'd like to provide this flag. Any comments from council?
No, I would just echo what the mayor said. I mean, you're a wonderful member of the community. I know I see some of our state representatives back, and I don't know if they have anything they'd like to to add.
John DeMayo and Eric Peterson.
How are you, Mayor?
I'm very well. How about you, John?
Good to be here. Better to be here than in Trenton. Things in Trenton are still not great. We're
John, you don't want to be that close to a dog. At his age, he's got a lot of drugs on him. The prescription. We don't want to get the dog all excited.
Nothing with me. It's in my medicine cabinet. And I don't think statin drugs exactly are something the dog's looking for. The reality is it's great to have neighbors like Exxon, not only in Clinton Township, but 23rd Legislative District, which Eric and I represent, and staying here in New Jersey, which New Jersey doesn't make the climate too friendly for businesses. We argue that, we make that argument every time we go to Trenton with regard to regulation and tax burdens that you have to overcome to survive here. So for your company to be that good, manage that well, and exist here in the environment that's not exactly friendly, we can appreciate that on a broader scale. So it's great just to be here tonight with you to celebrate such a great corporate neighbor as ExxonMobil, and thanks for inviting us.
More than welcome.
Well, I just want to say that some people might not know this. I've told, I think, some of the folks here on the Township Committee, but I guess it was maybe a year or two ago, ExxonMobil was consolidating everything down to Houston. And your government relations person reached out to me and told me that this was one location. I think there might have been two throughout the country, but this was one location that was going to stay open because it was one of their best locations, best work coming out of it, great group of people, and they didn't want to lose you. And like ExxonMobil doesn't want to lose you, we don't want to lose you as a corporate partner here in our community. I live here in Hunterdon County, just not too far away from here over in Franklin Township. And many of my friends and acquaintances work at ExxonMobil, or their wife or husband works there, or their kid works there. I know a lot of people have come through your offices here and the work that you're doing. And it really is incredible work, and you really are a good team. And you've been a great neighbor to Clinton Township and the residents here throughout Hunterdon County. So I wanted to be here tonight to thank you for doing that and being really excellence in our community and in the business community and what you do. And we hope that you'll stay here and continue to be a great partner in making our community a great place to live. And I just want to just tell you that our door is open if you ever need anything, any help from us or any way that we can. We're more than glad to help you out because this is a two-way street. This isn't about taking. We also want to help you when we can so that ExxonMobil stays here in Clinton Township, in Hunterdon County, for a long, long time. As long as ExxonMobil exists, because Clinton Township's going to exist a long time.
Yeah, I hope so.
But thank you again, and I'm glad that we are able to be here tonight to tell you how much we do appreciate what you do. Thank you. And thank you, Mayor and Council.
More than welcome, Eric. And just to complete the round, now that government has spoken, I'd like to introduce the Exxon folks. I've got four out of five names, but Yoak Louie and Rush Julio, who's hiding behind the column. Adars Menon, and Casey Benarzik. And pardon me, I'm not...
This is my husband.
Ah! That's why I don't have a name. All right. Would you all like to say anything before we get some photos?
Well, John, I mean, thank you all. But it's been a great partnership between ExxonMobil and Clinton. Going back, what now, John? 3-4 years since we started talking about this, and... to a person, the planning board, all the government officials have just been tremendously cooperative and understanding, and we're happy to be here. It's a great bucolic place, and we've recruited very well to this area. So, again, our thanks to Clinton Township for all the help that you've given us.
Certainly richly deserved. And just to be mercenary for a second, I'd be remiss if I I didn't get this little stat in. The facility, I grew up in the pharma business and was responsible for a very large site with a lot of labs. Exxon is just amazing. The condition of the facility, the quality of the people, the house schemes, safety measures, you name it. And they inspire a lot of confidence on the part of people like myself. And on the mercenary side, you're sort of neck and neck. You might be the largest ratable in the county. I think the Merck ratable number is down just a touch, but just neck and neck. So we really appreciate the fiscal impact as well. So would anybody like to do some photos? And I see Mr. Peterson.
Yeah, let's do photos.
Yeah.
Lesson number one to the Boy Scouts. Lesson number one, politicians love photos.
Two small additions to the agenda tonight, also proclamations, and I'll read them both into the record. These are proclamations associated with two very long tenure volunteer firemen in our community, And they're going to be presented at the Annandale Hose Dinner in a couple of weeks, and we thought we would keep it low-key so we could sort of surprise them at the dinner. That's why it's not on the agenda. So I'll read the first one. Whereas George W. Kramer was entered onto the rolls of the New Jersey State Firemen's Association in January of 1972 as a member of Annandale's Hose Company No. 1 with line number 0113, and whereas George W. Kramer did earn his qualifying certificate issued by the New Jersey State Firemen's Association upon successfully completing his service as a member of the Annandale Hose Company by responding to the required 60% or more calls for assistance for 7 years. Woo. Whereas George W. Kramer has earned life membership in the New Jersey State Firemen's Association by attending 10 sessions of the State Association Convention. And whereas George W. Kramer is also a member of the Hunterdon County Fire Chief Association. And whereas George W. Kramer, a resident of Annandale for 70 years and served with the United New Jersey State Fire Marshals Association for 26 years. And whereas George W. Kramer has now served with Annandale Hose Company and the residents of the Township of Clinton for 50 years since joining on January 31, 1970, and has held the following positions, Chief from 1978 to 81 and 1985, and President from 1998 to 2000. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton recognize George W. Kramer for his dedication and service to the Annandale Hose Company, and be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution is presented to George W. Kramer in recognition of those services on February 8, 2020, honoring this special fireman, firefighter, and citizen. And the next one is sort of similar, Randy Emery. Whereas C. Randall Emery was entered onto the rolls of the New Jersey State Firemen's Association in February of 1970, as a member of the Annandale Hose Company with line number 0105, and whereas C. Randall Emery did earn his qualifying certificate issued by the New Jersey State Firemen's Association upon successfully completing his service as a member of Annandale Hose Company by responding to the required 60% or more calls for assistance for 7 years, and whereas C. Randall Emery has earned life membership in the New Jersey State Firemen's Association by attending 10 sessions of the State Association Convention, and whereas C. Randall Emery did serve his country in the United States Army National Guard for 6 years during the Vietnam War, earning the rank of E5, and whereas C. Randall Emery is also a member of the Hunterdon County Fire Chiefs Association, and whereas C. Randall Emery is a resident of Annandale for 71 years, is supported by his loving family, his wife Barbara, his two children, son Jason and daughter Kelly, and four grandchildren. And whereas C. Randall Emery has now served the Annandale Hose Company and the residents of the Township of Clinton for 50 years since joining on February 1, 1970, and has held the following positions, Chief 1983 to 84 and 2003 to 2004. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton recognize C. Randall Emery for his dedication and service to the Annandale Hose Company, and be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution is presented to C. Randall Emery in recognition of those services on February 8, 2020, honoring this special firefighter, husband, father, grandfather, veteran, and citizen. So these will be given at the dinner on February 8th.
Yes, sir.
And Mark, Mark's also a former fire chief, a little bit more recent than these guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, so you're are you going to do the presentation? Or?
You guys will be there. I'm more than happy to have you come up and do that.
Okay, why don't we do jointly? Okay, all right.
I think we'll need a motion for that.
Right? Yeah.
Resolution.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. Okay, we are done with proclamations, and now we're up to the approval of meeting minutes. The first one being the regular session meeting minutes of November 13. They've been distributed. Any comments, typos, corrections? In that case,
I'll make a motion to approve the said minutes.
I'll second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. Next up is the executive session meeting minutes, also from November 13. And they're very succinct. Any edits, comments, or?
No.
In that case, I'll make the motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. All right.
I said aye, but...
That hurt my right ear. And the next item is one of the appointments that is typically done, or very similar to the appointments done at the reorganization meeting. As it happens, the surge authority terms of office expire on January 31st instead of December 31st. So we would like to appoint Steve Kromenhock to the reappoint Steve to the Clinton Township Sewer Authority, Seat 3. That's a five-year term expiring on January 31st of 24. And
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. Consent agenda is next. These are routine items which can be approved in one vote. In this case, it's an addition to the temporary budget, or rather, excuse me, it's transfers made between the 2019 budget appropriation reserves, rather small ones, and there's four in number, and also a resolution authorizing the return of premium refunds on tax lien redemptions. Any concerns, questions? All right. I'll make the motion. And the roll call.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, we're up to the first public comment period. We have a second one later on in the meeting, toward the end. And the purpose is, of course, for the second one, if there are any comments on what has gone on at the meeting, there's time for that. So are there any members of the public with comments? Sure. Just come on up and give us your name and address.
Thank you. Good evening. I'm Bonnie Westbrook. I'm
Mike Tozzolino.
And I feel kind of bad. I feel like, you know, this is we're kind of hard act to follow, you know, with dogs and politicians. Well, we're down to typos, so I guess.
Well, we don't have $52,000 to give you.
Sorry about that. Actually, we want to spend some money. We were here in December and request mm-hmm. that the township take over the roadway, our lane, Burlingop Lane. We actually put together, you'd ask for deeds, so I got all that information. Made an overview map and then went and printed out the land parcels with a copy of the deed for each of the 11 properties on our lane. So this is just kind of a follow-up.
One thing I forgot to bring up at the last meeting, we're talking about an eighth of a mile stretch, might be even under, with 11 families. So, you know, it's beneficial for the township that, you know, you're not going 3 miles. You know, it's only an eighth of a mile and there's 11 families involved. I'm sure you do stretches longer than that with less families. You
know, well, so. The issue that we have is we certainly wouldn't be able to convert it to a roadway of municipal standards so that we could maintain it. You know, typically when the township assumes a road, it's already been brought up to those standards.
Right, yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah,
right.
And in speaking briefly with the Public Works Director in late December, I think it was, he indicated that he didn't really believe he had the wherewithal and the resources to maintain that stretch as it currently is a dirt road. So, I mean, we can certainly have you talk to, I think, you the zoning officer. And she should have information on what the standards are for those to bring that road up to a condition that we could accept it. I think that's, and I don't recall the deeds, was that something that...
What about if we leave it stone? I mean, instead of having it just paved. I know on Bissell Road, when the back roads there, they're stoned and the township takes care of them. You know, it's a different township, but they take care of it. You know?
Right, but it's in order for us to take care of it, it has to be accepted by the municipality. For it to be accepted by the municipality, it needs to be brought up to municipal standards. And that might be some extra rock, it might be some drainage, we're not sure.
Okay.
But that was the reason for asking for the surveys, at least to understand if the width permitted by survey we would be able to widen the road if it needs widening to the proper width. So that's the first piece of information. And then having that information, I think our zoning officer, perhaps with some help from our engineer, could understand where the road is. Is it up to standard? Does it have to be widened? Does it need more gravel? Does it need some drainage? So if you would like to give us those,
absolutely,
we'll give them to our zoning officer, and we'll be in touch.
Sounds good.
Maybe have them stop by.
You know, that's a better idea.
Schedule it with Denise.
Why don't we do it that way? Denise Filardo is our planning board secretary and zoning official at this point.
Okay.
So just give her a call. Her number's in the directory. And make an appointment, come by, kind of walk her through it.
Okay.
Better you do it than, I do it secondhand. So.
Okay, do you still want these to pass along?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sounds good. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
The opportunity.
I had seen another hand.
Anybody else?
Hi, I'm Gladys Smith. Spoken to both of you already, my husband more. Gladys, Mink, M-E-N-C-K.
And she has to, she's a Woodward Township.
The Hadley Drive. So here's my spiel. I promise I'll read kind of fast. As 30-year residents, my husband and I are here to appeal to the council for the amendment of the noise ordinance, Chapter 178-2D, which includes, in part, any animal or bird which frequently squawks, which creates a noise disturbance across a residential real property. Our neighbors reside on a residential lot of 1.25 acres. It is the township's responsibility to pursue this violation of its specific ordinance. Township needs to issue a citation and make neighbors aware of this and have them correct it now. These neighbors were issued a violation in September of 2019 by zoning officer Tom Sylvia for the noise nuisance. This violation was ignored by the neighbor, and it actually escalated the violation as they frequently let the fowl roam freely across property lines. Please know that on August 1st, when we paid our taxes and we visited Tom Sylvia to advise him of this problem initially, he asked us, quote, "Do you own a BB gun?" Tom Sylvia also told us that the noise ordinance only pertained to construction and not a barking dog or fowl, which was incorrect. Now, don't you agree that these neighbors have disrespected the township and neighborhood by ignoring this violation? Total disregard, total entitlement. I could go on and on with other behaviors, such as riding the tractor on the road day and night. With minors driving the tractor, they've had weekend fires, numerous weekend fires, and excessive drinking parties to all hours of the night. Now, to the farmers. I understand there are agricultural ordinances in this township. However, I appeal to the council to specifically state no roosters. Chickens can be tolerated, but a rooster is not needed to produce eggs. Research shows that a rooster crows and squawks on the average of 15 times a day or whenever they want. The volume can be decreased by adjusting the rooster's lifestyle by turning its coop into a blackout box or placing a collar around its neck. We tried to sell our home recently. We've had interested couples, but when they heard the rooster after touring our property, which is 1.13 acres, they heard the rooster and wouldn't even come inside. These neighbors have also a dog, which barks excessively and is loose without collars. It has jumped on me. It's upset my outside picnic table, which had food on it, several times. One time, my husband actually rescued the dog, and the owner wasn't even aware the dog was out. The dog also, I believe, antagonizes the rooster, which squawks even more often then. This is a 24/7 disturbance that has deteriorated my health. I have paperwork to support a noise, a trigger disturbance I have with certain noises, and this is a trigger, which prevents this from moving on and devaluing, I think, our property values. Not to mention the odor and numerous flies during the warmer months. Those are also problematic. So in conclusion, I ask the council, is my taxpaying human life not more important than a piece of fowl? That's it. What do you think?
Can I say something?
Please.
Just a few things I can't help you with, but there's a few things I can, I think. As far as the tracker on the roadway.
Yeah, sorry. I called about it, but police never came by.
Mm-hmm. You sure about that?
Yeah, it was Christmas break.
Okay, well, I can look into that. As far as the loud parties, you can call the police. As far as the dog running at large, we can write summonses for that as well.
I've written to, I've contacted Animal Welfare.
You need to contact us. We have an animal control officer that works for us, Officer McQueen. He will gladly go down there and issue them an ordinance violation. That's very simple. I mean, some things Tom Sylvia can't help you with, some things he can. But we sure as heck can, with the ordinance for the dog running at large, for the loud noise, we can certainly help you out. So feel free. If you don't call, we can't come. I mean, so you have to call.
Who would I call? The 735 number?
Or? You can call the, I'll give you the dispatch number is 908-735-7233. Mm-hmm. That's non-emergency. Obviously, it's not a, I mean, if the dog's trying to bite you, call 911. Mm-hmm. But non-emergency. And if you want to email me directly, I'll give you my email. It's tderosa, D-E-R-O-S-A, at ctpd.org. And email me your complaints tomorrow, and I'll get back to you.
Okay.
All right?
For the dog?
For everything.
What about the rooster?
Well, the rooster, we may have a problem. So, you spoke with
that. Yeah, I mean, do you need a rooster to produce eggs for the farmland, you know, restriction? I mean,
you might need a rooster to produce other chickens.
I don't think they want chickens. They just want eggs.
I don't know. I'm just...
They have two chickens and a rooster.
I think the issue with enforcing noise ordinances is very hard.
Depends on what I have to look at your specific... Yeah, I have to look at the specific noise ordinance and see how it's structured.
Well,
so I can
answer it. Yeah, I understand.
I have it here. It says...
it'll be easier.
Paragraphs.
I won't be able to respond to it, but... Well,
animals and birds owning or possessing or harboring any animal or bird which frequently or for a continued duration howls, barks, meows, squawks, or makes other sound which create a noise disturbance across the residential or property boundary. So it wakes me up
every...
I'll
take a look at it and I'll talk to township officials about it.
Okay. So how do you folks feel about the farm, the right to farm? How does this impact that? I mean,
we're still semi-rural community, so
correct.
We grow are houses. We don't really produce, you know,
we've had this ordinance. Let's put it this way.
And I know you're aware of it because I know the state
correct.
Contacted
we corresponded.
You.
We have 4,600 housing units in our township. We have more than 300 registered farms in our township, if you can believe that. And to be a registered farm, you need 5 acres. And you need to produce X number of dollars worth of stuff.
For farm assessment.
Correct. So right to farm and is specifically farming activities, agricultural activities are specifically allowed in every zone, including residential in the township. And I don't think we're going to change that. We're still a semi-rural community, and we've had very, very few complaints.
I mean, I don't mind the chickens. I can do with their flies and their odors in the summer. But the rooster, and I mean, if you look at other townships, they do not allow roosters. They allow other things.
This is why I had suggested that, as Brian and Officer DeRose have said, noise is a complicated issue. And some towns have noise ordinances that parallel with the state that allow 65 dBs of noise, period, during the course of the day and 50 at night. So I think my advice is, if you want to pursue this...
I need to pursue it for my health and well-being.
Then I would we'll have our attorney take a look at it, but I would retain an attorney yourself, because at the end of the day...
Well, I tried this first. That's my next escalation.
But the logic, I think, is that we're not going to have somebody sit on the cul-de-sac and wait for the rooster to crow.
You'll have to wait long.
You're going to end up having to swear out, in my opinion at least, you probably would have to end up swearing out a complaint and then having some evidence to present to the judge.
I have pictures, so I have videos of the noise.
You're going to probably need the decibel meter, but this is the kind of thing that I would suggest that you retain an attorney and see if somehow or other this violates an underlying state statute or state regulation associated with this. So while we look at our ordinance, perhaps you could consider that alternative.
What about having them do the collar put them in the black box.
Ma'am, it's we have a general ordinance that allows up to 25 of these critters. It doesn't say it could be has to be 25 hens.
Well, it says fowl. It doesn't say roosters.
It says fowl.
Right.
It could be roosters. It could be hens. But in the worst case, if they were completely lopsided, you'd have they have the ability by our ordinance at this point in time to have 25 roosters over there.
Oh,
thank
oh.
God they don't. I think we can agree on that.
That's crazy on a 1.25 acre lot.
It's served the township well for many, many years.
So how does it serve the township?
It allows people to have these kinds of creatures in their land holdings. And as I just said, we have 315 farms, registered farms from a tax reduction perspective in the township.
Well, they're not getting a tax reduction.
I know that. But my point is this is a semi-rural township of 4,600 units. You're one and they're one. The other 4,598, I don't recall complaints from any of them.
So we
don't change an ordinance based on a singular point at issue. And we don't even know yet from a noise volume perspective whether they're outside the state regulations. So
well, when they roam freely, they're right on my property line, they come across my property line. Should I call you when that happens?
Well, if they're on your property, you can call the police, but like you said, it's not going to be hanging out in the cul-de-sacs where I'm talking. If the dog gets loose, jumps on you, that's
right.
Something we can help you with.
All right. If they have critters on your
loud
property?
Party that's waking you up at night, we can help you out with that.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, there's certain things we really can't help you with, like you said.
And as far as other noise complaints, the person on their right, it's the house has been empty for years. The other house, the 16-year-old girl said it wakes her up every morning at 5 a.m. The mother just says, you know, embrace the country life, which I don't really agree it's country anymore.
I think you've got the town's position on changing the ordinance.
What was that?
I think you have the town's position, at least the mayor's position, on changing the ordinance. So we'll look at our ordinance to see how it fares with contemporary ordinances. And again, I would suggest that you retain an attorney and have a discussion with them to see if there's any recourse that you might have.
So are you going to pursue the violation against them?
My understanding is he did not issue a violation. He sent them a letter.
Well, you know, Tom didn't divulge exactly what it was. He said it was a violation.
He said he sent them a letter. That's what he had at least advised me this week.
And nothing happened.
Yeah, but it's not a binding. He did not issue them a violation. So
well, he told me. I'm having emails from him saying he did a violation back in September.
I can work with Tom. I'll take a look at what we have on the books.
I'd appreciate the BB comments.
I don't think tonight is
I'm not going to go to jail over a foul. Do you agree with that?
I didn't hear the comment. So
well, Mark, my husband heard it, so.
Yeah.
All right, so when do you think I'll hear back from you guys? How does that work going forward?
I mean, as far as if we're going to change an ordinance, I would look for an update. If we send out an email list, if you get on it, there's a place to sign up for e-notifications on the website, and that will provide you with the agenda for every meeting. And ordinance changes do take some time, if we're going to make any, but I don't know. You can check back in with us, I would think, maybe in a month.
In a month? Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else from the public? Okay. Move up to reports.
Okay. We had just after our council reorganization, we had our environmental commission reorganizing. Basically, same format, welcome some new members on there, which we're always glad to have, and I appreciate the assignment back to that committee, Mayor. We reviewed correspondence received. We went on some old business, which was developing our mission statement, which we got to agree on, so that should be posted on the website soon, which is important. And we went over some of the current open space projects within the township that may need some further work. and Jennifer I'm working with on the commission to establish who's looking for like a model ordinance for the plastic bags, which I knew there was one that was floating around and down in Mercer County. I guess I turned around for a long hotel, so I'm trying to see which one that was. And that was it. We had the adjournment, and everyone's looking forward to continuing on the commission and moving forward with open space with the projects we have coming between the acres. And another great year, I think.
Yeah, I think we're set up for one.
The only other thing was the I saw the email from the gentleman, I believe it was on Evergreen Court, about the garbage. Yeah, that was addressed, that he says they're back to it again.
Oh, I didn't see that.
So, yeah. He says he got woken up at 5:30 the other day with the garbage trucks. And they addressed it with the company, and they said they were going to.
6 o'clock.
So,
yeah, and it got better, it seemed like.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen a new one.
That was it.
Same here. Yeah. That's another one of those little nuances in the noise ordinance. It's the noise ordinance talks about operating a compactor in a garbage truck, not just operating a garbage truck. So we'll have to perhaps think about that as well.
Figure out what's going on.
But the timing of it is pretty.
Agreed. Agreed.
Straight up time.
So as you know, I missed the reorg meeting for the council. I went home to visit my elderly mother in Ireland, and she's doing fine. I appreciate being reassigned to the same duties pretty much. And as far as the planning board, we had our reorg on Monday the 6th. Mm-hmm. It was about an 8-minute meeting because there was nothing else to address. And I can happily say that we are reorganized.
As much as we ever are.
Yeah. Waiting for the storm of the spring to bring work into our desk. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, the North Voorhees Board of Ed last night, some teacher at Voorhees thought it would be a good idea to tell the students they could go to these meetings and get extra credit. So there's 50 kids in that small.
Yeah, 50 kids, 30
seats. Maybe change the venue, though. But I thought it was just this one meeting, but apparently the lady that I always go with said it's been happening meeting after meeting. And needless to say, their final audit, I didn't hear because I was back. But, yeah, we'll see. Maybe Marin was actually thinking about changing the venue because of it. They acknowledged the cross-country team, again, number one in New Jersey. So they did, like, nice. A little photo op with that. They have a situation on Voorhees property about a falling down house. Did you hear about that at all? They have a house that's on their property that's on, it reminds me of the Gitlow house situation where they just don't know what to do with it. Should they knock it down?
Mm-hmm.
Now talking about maybe registering it, and they really don't know what to do. So they went around and around for about a half hour, and I sort of laughed because I'm like, yeah. You know what that means? I don't know, Mark, if you know anything about this, the Honeywell energy conservation thing that they do. Are you familiar with that?
Is that where they change the lights?
Yeah, it's, they're going to do a presentation in February about it, you know, it's like a consultant thing. They talk about like solar panels, things like that. They have new roofs, so they
energy
can do that. Energy efficiency. So, again, the board members were all over the place. Mielek, who's in the facilities committee, has talked about it for a year now, but they figure it's a lot of money to put down.
That's something we've thought about, but we've held off because there is some.
There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to do a presentation maybe in February. You guys are
interested
in probably February, but they don't have like a timeline. They don't have a deadline or anything like that. The dog park, Jesse and I met with the Boy Scout, and he's interested in putting benches in, trees, and toys on the inside. So we just got his proposal today, I think, right? So hopefully that'll work out. But the last one didn't work out with the Girl Scout, so I'm hopeful he really seems to be organized. Open space, first meeting is tomorrow. I'm really excited about it. Everything on the agenda I'm interested in, so that'll work out. And the Windy Acres master plan, trails, entrances, all that fun stuff we'll be covering. I already started with Rich and Paul with some open space property, the Brand Field. Not sure if you saw anything on Facebook about it. It's really exciting. It's the trailhead will be at Franfield. The hiking trail or multi-use trail will go to, the hiking trail will go up to Hermanthal. And then it will split and be a multi-purpose trail
but it's more to me geared towards mountain biking. The guys from Nassau Trail, they developed all that stuff. It's going to be basically connected to them in High Bridge. So I've been working with them. I think it's been like since November, and these guys are, you know, really doing a good job. I'm learning a lot, so it's exciting. So the hiking trail is pretty much done. The mountain biking trail is still going on. Historic, I just wanted to mention that, even though I'm not on historic anymore, because the Beaverbrook Ravine, the trails that we're working on, there's an old furnace that's falling apart. So I thought maybe I can attend one of his meetings.
You can. I did confirm that.
Yes, okay, I can go.
As I expected.
I'll just go and talk about the furnace and leave, I promise. But I talked to Bill Buriak. He's interested in Steve to go over there and see what we can do. I can send you pictures of it. It's stone, but there's a doorway, and the stones are falling out. So maybe we can figure out something to do to stabilize it. So I'm calling in the experts, the historic.
I'm wondering if it's an old limestone calcining furnace.
Is that the one that's behind like our neighborhood?
Yeah, 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 it goes, it's between Hermantown and David Post.
No, it's a kiln.
It's no kiln.
Is it?
Yeah, limestone kiln.
Yeah. Yeah. It got similar, what sound to be similar over at the Red Mill.
Well, it'll be a shame to see it fall apart, so it'd be, you know, worth a shot to go over there and see.
Well, that's good to know that they had one over the Red Mill. They may be able to assist with how to preserve it.
Yeah, and Paul Muir is the executive director. He's the council over in Midland Township, and he's very familiar with this stuff. The Red Mill made Portland cement for a long time. You know, they blasted away at the cliff face and then roasted the stuff down in these kilns and then ground it up into Portland cement.
Well, it looks beautiful. Yeah. I just don't want to see it fall apart, so I might attend his little historic meeting. They didn't get rid of me.
I'm back.
They didn't get rid of me either.
No, yeah.
All right. Like Councilman Kochanowski, I attended the Planning Board reorg meeting, and that's about it. It's been pretty quiet from a liaison perspective for me.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I have the historic meeting is next week, the Historic Preservation Commission, and then the week following is the Recreation Committee meeting. And I guess it was the 9th, the Sewer Authority met. They had their official rate hearing. If you haven't already heard, the user rates are going up. I think it's $5. I correct myself. It's $10 per year per unit. So there was no public in attendance. It was a fairly quick hearing. Other than that, it was pretty routine business that they attended to. So, and we have our first Finance Committee meeting of the year coming up next week. Get into the 2020 budget stuff soon enough.
Yeah, they're busy with Lori and department heads working on our budget prep. And, you know, pretty much flat for next year for this budget. We're still on the edge with our finances. I can tell you that Public Works has 2 dump trucks on their last legs. We're hoping to make it through this winter. And we have basically budget and finances.
Lieutenant.
Let's see. The one thing I really got to report is I'm working with Rafael Testola, our SRO, School Resource Officer. We're going to do we're planning on doing National Night Out at North Hunter High School this year, which is going to be a pretty big event. We can pull it off, but I've been working with local police chiefs and fire department rescue squad, so we're going to get it going. And it has to. It's in August. I don't know the exact date, but all law enforcement does it on the exact date at the same time. Should be a good event.
Keep us posted, and I can relay to you personal experience while I'm putting
the house. Me too.
The reception for Officer Vastola she's been very well received.
She's doing a lot of work.
They like what she's doing, and she's making herself a very positive presence in the building.
It's good to hear. That's why we put her there. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Okay, so now we are up to resolutions, and we've got a good number of them. First one is a resolution appointing a municipal court judge. Without reading it all the way through, Judge Perkins has served us very well for quite a long time, and we'd like to re-up him for an additional 3-year term.
I'll move the resolution.
Second.
Councilman Strong?
Yes.
Councilman Kastanowski?
Yes.
Councilman Stewart? Yes. Council President Malay?
Yes.
Yes. Next one is a necessity. It's authorizing the purchase of gasoline and diesel fuel through the Morris County Co-op contract number 1 for motor gasoline and contract number 12 for ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel. And, you know, all the paperwork seems like it's in order, and the not to exceed is $110,000. We've used these folks for a good while for this these commodities as well.
And the co-op saves us money.
Yep.
I'll make a motion.
Yes. Next up is authorizing the purchase of office supplies through the Morris County Co-op contract number 16 with Office Concepts, and a not to exceed of $25,000. And again, we've done this in the past, and the pricing is good.
I'll move the resolution.
Second.
Councilman
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynski?
Yes.
Councilwoman
Switlet?
Yes. Council President
Malloy? Yes. Next one is approving the hiring of a public works employee by the name of, I'll get down to him, Todd Dixon. And this annual salary for this position is $45,000, and he would have a start date of February 17. Any comments, Jesse?
No, this is good. He'll be at the full strength.
All right, I'll make the motion.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Yes. Next is a resolution authorizing a shared services agreement for a shared municipal court between the Township of Clinton and the Borough of Hampton. The effective date of this would be January 1st of this year. And Jesse, you've done the negotiating on this. It's this is the number the fifth township to join our little organization. And, you know, it's probably not a giant act.
No, it's not. It's not a lot of business now. Mm-hmm. They go to Robert Township. Yeah. So I think when we picked them up, the troopers, when they come here, instead of driving there, it's a little busy. But that's okay. Back and forth with Hampton and the AOC and Trisha, you know.
Did Hampton have to reimburse the troopers for their time, or was that done out of the just it's
their agreement was they paid a fee to Crowder to be in their court.
Right.
And Ryan kept all the fees bought.
No kidding.
Yeah. So you know,
that's a deal.
Good for Crowder, but pay it for him.
Yeah, and a drive.
So that's a good thing. They're very excited to get going.
I don't think the volume would be too bad.
Yeah, and the AOC.
Yeah, so with the extra volume, how does that affect our staff? I would assume we either had excess staff or we're going to ask them to work more.
We are going to look for another part-timer shortly. We're going through the interview process now.
And what role would that part-timer play? What role would they play?
The violations work. Okay. Yeah, we're going through the interview process now and checking our part-time new benefits. And that will bring us up to where the AOC is that we need to be.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to. I think we probably would have. We were on the cusp of requiring somebody. Yeah.
Yeah, so this should be.
All right. Any other questions? Or?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman
Kaczynski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlet?
Yes.
Council President
Warren?
Yes.
Yes. Next resolution is authorizing the hiring of Nicholas Priano as a police officer, and starting salary is $45,000, and the start date would be on or about March 2. Eric?
What kind of bird is that on this
You're not invited back.
He's not even for me. Even about talking too long.
The record is like it's a rooster.
You need to put it in a black box.
Oh, Lord. All right, let's behave ourselves, folks. I don't want to use the gavel. All right. Any comments or concerns about the this particular resolution?
Lieutenant, this is to fill another vacancy, as I understand.
Yes. Yeah.
If we had one coming up with Officer
we're actually
Hardy, but you're shorthanded now.
Yes.
But he's not off the books for
a couple months.
Yeah.
Yes, so this will help.
Right.
But it's a band-aid. So, but we'll take what we can get right now.
Yeah, it's partway there. All right. Any questions or concerns on the part of council?
Nope, I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Moore?
Yes.
Mayor.
Yes. All right. Next up is the introduction of an ordinance. I'll say it up front so I don't forget. The public hearing is February 12 on this. And I'll read the title. It's the Township of Clinton, Ordinance Number 1136-20, an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, regarding the police department's hiring criteria and amending Section 4-52 of the Code of the Township of Clinton. And this basically loosens up gives the police more freedom in selecting an individual. And instead of a narrow set of criteria to choose an officer, a new officer, this would, we've inserted the state police hiring guidelines. And, you know, we figured basically if it's good enough for the state police, it's probably good enough for us. And then it makes it more convenient, would you say, Lieutenant, to pursue a mid-career hire, somebody with experience?
Yes. It's nice to balance everything out with a little bit younger and some experience and stuff. You can't have too many young guys, you know, it just offsets things.
And we're a small department. You can't tell at what level or what experience level you're going to lose somebody. So this, like you said,
absolutely,
helps balance things out as we have turnover. Absolutely. So it's a good thing for us, I think.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And less rigid, but not too less rigid. So I think it's a really good balance. And
yes, I think there's a lot of good people out there missing out on that thing.
Yeah, agreed. Anybody on council? All right, then I'll ask for a motion then to introduce the ordinance.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Yes.
Councilman
Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swift?
Yes.
Council President Moore?
Yes.
Mayor.
Yes. Next item is the approval of vouchers, which
I shall move to pay the bills.
I'll second that.
Wow.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swift?
Yes.
Council President Moore?
Yes.
Yes. And we're up to the second public comment period. I see an awful lot of uniforms back there.
Oh,
come on up.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I've never been to an auction before.
I have a semi-serious question for you guys.
Sure. We're going to interrupt you, though. We're going to have to ask you to state your name.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Lucas Burfine from Boy Scout Troop 121 in Clinton, New Jersey.
Okay.
question. No, that won't. Why do you guys ask for two public comment sections, one in the beginning half of the meeting, one in the latter half? Wouldn't it make more sense just to put one at the end rather than having two?
So I think we found in years past that there were some meetings where folks would come up and they'd have a complaint or a concern and they would address it at the beginning of the meeting, but then something would occur in the course of the meeting where they would have another question and they'd want to come and ask, why did you do that?
Okay.
So it allows for folks to have a little bit of a chance to weigh their opinion before we do something and then also to ask some more questions after discussion.
And if all you were here for was to, I don't know, make a comment, tell us how wonderful we are, didn't care about the agenda. Some of these meetings can go pretty long, so you didn't have to sit all the way through the meeting to make a five-minute comment or a two-minute comment. So it's a courtesy thing, too.
Thank you guys very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming up. Anyone else? Now they learned not to raise their hand. Okay. All right. Okay, so we are up to the beginning of an executive session, and some matters have to be discussed outside of public purview because they're private, confidential, whatever. So what we typically do is to adjourn the meeting. We always have these at the end because, again, if you have one of these at the front of a meeting, then everybody has to go out in the hallway for a while and sit around and wait till we get done with our private conversation. So we will. What we're going to do is adjourn this meeting, the public session, and you all can take off, and then we'll spend a few more minutes discussing the confidential stuff.
And important to note, we'll take no action during or after.
Correct. And since it's on the agenda, I don't have to read the whole thing.
I'll make a motion.
That's my next step.
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And you got it.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those are abstaining. Thank you. 4, we've come out of closed session. Could I have a motion to go into open session?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. And then we have the traditional end of the evening motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. All right.